All week long, I tagged around after him and tried to get acquainted. I had to do the talking because he was shy, but I didn't mind it. He seemed pleased to have me around, and I used the sociable B a good deal because it seemed to flatter him to be included.
Cloudy today, wind in the east. Think we shall have rain. Where did I get that word, we? Oh, I remember now, the new creature uses it.
My first sorrow. Yesterday, he avoided me and seemed to wish I would not talk to him. I could not believe it. And so there was some mistake, for I love to be with him. And I love to hear him talk. And so, how could it be that he could feel unkind toward me when I had not done anything? But at last, it seemed true. So I went away, and my heart was very sore. I did not know why, very clearly, for it was a new feeling. I had not experienced it before, and it was all a mystery. But when night came, I could not bear the lonesomeness and went to the new shelter which he has built to ask him what I had done that was wrong and how I could mend it and get back his kindness. But he put me out in the rain, and that was my first sorrow.
Built me a shelter against the rain, and but I couldn't have it to myself in peace. The new creature intruded. When I tried to put it out, it shed water out of the holes it looks with, and wiped it away with the back of its paws, and made a noise like some of the other animals make when they're in distress. I wish it would not talk. It is always talking. That sounds like a cheap fling at the poor creature, but I do not mean it so. I've never heard the human voice before, and any new sound intruding upon the solemn hush of these dreaming solitudes offends my ear like a false note. And this new sound is so close to me, it's right in my shoulder, right in my ear, first on one side and then on the other.
This morning, I told him my name, hoping that it would interest him. But he did not care. It is strange. If he should tell me his name, I would care. I think it would be pleasanter in my ears than any other sound.
The new creature says its name is Eve. That's all right, I have no objections. Says it is for calling it when I want it to come. I said it was superfluous then. This word evidently raised me in its esteem, and indeed it is a large, good word, and it will bear repetition. By the way, it says it is not an it is a she. This is probably doubtful, yet it's all one to me. What she is nothing to me if she would just go away and not talk.
He talks very little. Perhaps it is because he is not bright and is sensitive about it and wishes to conceal it. Although he talks so little, he has quite a considerable vocabulary. This morning, he used a surprisingly good word. He evidently recognized it himself that this was a good one, for he worked it in twice afterward, casually. Where did he get that word? I do not think I have ever used it.
She's always falling into the water, climbing up in a tree, or getting into some other kind of scrape, which seems to me to have no usefulness or interest that I can see. I mostly keep to myself, whenever possible.
A few days later, I laid a stick on the ground and tried to bore a hole in it with another one, in order to carry out the scheme that I had. And soon I got an awful fright. A pink, shiny dust arose from the wood, and it was clearly fire. I put my finger in to feel it, and I said, ouch, and took it out again. It was a cruel pain. Then it jumped into the grass round about and spread away from me. He came running and stopped and gazed. After a pause, he asked,
how did it come?
I made it. He went to the edge of the burnt place and stood looking down and said,
what are these?
Fire coals. He picked up one to examine it, but changed his mind and put it down again. Then he went away. Nothing interests him. I saw him again for a moment last Monday at nightfall. I was hoping he would praise me for trying to improve the estate, for I had meant well, I had worked hard. But he was not pleased and turned away and left me. He was also displeased on another account. I tried once more to persuade him to stop going over the falls. That was because the fire had revealed to me a new emotion, distinctly different from love, grief, and those others I had already discovered, fear. And it is horrible. I wish I had never discovered it. It gives me dark moments. It spoils my happiness. It makes me shiver and tremble and shudder. But I could not persuade him, for he has not discovered fear yet. And so he could not understand me.
She's taken to begging me to stop going over the falls. What harm does it do? Says it makes her shudder. I wonder why. I've always done it. Always liked the plunge and the excitement and the coolness. I supposed it was what the falls were for. They have no other use that I can see. They must have been made for something. Strikes me as an odd thing for her to worry about when she's always out somewhere scheming and carrying on with what she calls experiments herself. Seems pretty foolhardy to me.
At first, I couldn't make out what I was made for. But now, I think I was to search out the secrets of this wonderful world and be happy and thank the giver of it, all for devising it. I think there are many things to learn yet. I hope so. And by economizing and not hurrying too fast, I think they will last for weeks and weeks. I hope so. Otherwise, how sad it will be when by and by I have found out everything and there won't be any more excitement. And I do love excitement so.
She's taken up with a snake now. The other animals are glad, for she was always experimenting with them and bothering them, and I'm glad, because the snake talks, and this enables me to get a rest. She says the snake advises her to try the fruit of that tree, and says the result will be a great and fine and noble education. I foresee trouble. I plan to emigrate.